Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Maybe I just don't know because I haven't ever in my life owned a nice pair of shoes in my entire life. When I was growing up, my parents always went to Kmart and bought the cheapest shoes they could possibly fit on my feet. And that's how we did shoes growing up. When I was in high school, always the cheapest shoes. Afterwards, college, when I was on my own, living whatever, always the cheapest shoes. I always bought the cheapest. So do I just have no idea what a nice pair of shoes feels like? Am I missing out on this? Someone that's already crossed over to the other side, is there a big difference between cheap and nice shoes and the way they feel, or am I just not experiencing it? I feel it's almost like when you become an aficionado of food, when you go out and you're, oh, I really taste that. Oh, that really makes this pop in their sauce. Oh, I can really tell they use the oregano here. Oh, the garlic. Look at, can you tell the hint of, you know, the people that are really good at detecting those things, the ones that will put a wine bottle between their index and middle finger, and then they'll swish it around. Oh, I can smell the nodes in that one. You know, those people that are trained and sophisticated in taste and smell. Is that the same thing that happens with shoes? You have to be more sophisticated to tell the difference in it, or they just all feel the same? Maybe I need to, because they came with insoles. These ones came with insoles. Should I switch them out, see if it feels different? I don't know. I just walking on sunshine now. And if whoever sent me those shoes, please call in. I want to know who did it. Who's responsible? I've been wondering all week. This thing got here a couple days ago, and I've been waiting for the right time to bust these things out. I'm going to wear it tomorrow when I walk the dog, so I feel like I'll get a couple of, I'll get a little extra time in these things to wear them in. They're comfortable, except it's like I'm standing on the ground. It doesn't feel like I'm standing on air right now. 314-436-7900 is the number. You know, there's a couple of other things I wanted to talk to, and I'm not just going to talk shoes this hour because I'm not a lady. That's the lady thing. I don't know too many guys that get around talking shoes all day. Oh, man, you check that out. Went down to Payless, got me a good pair. That's just not my thing. But I do know a lot of people that are talking about the impeachment. You know, I listen to our sister station, and I listen to programming on, you know, television, things like that. And I hear the idea of what's going to happen with the next couple of weeks. Here's how the procedures are going to work. Impeachment's going to go on and on and on and on. I have an honest question for you, and I know you've been following this, and I know we've talked about it on the show, and you probably know how I feel about it, but I want to do a different approach to this. I want to ask you, and I mean this honestly, can you name one way your life has changed because of these impeachment hearings? It's been going on for a long time. For 3 years, you've been hearing, oh, we're going to impeach the blankety blankety blank. Oh, we're going to hate this guy so much and da 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 da. Oh, we're going to investigate forever. Oh, you didn't find anything. Oh, we're going to try this. Oh, we're going to try that. And this narrative has been going on and on and on. And then they get on CNN and MSNBC, and they're like these little sock puppets that only know like a couple of different lines. They hate Trump. And it goes on and on and on. And I think most people have watched this, and some have gotten worked up over it. Some haven't. Some have ignored it. Some have followed it very closely. Some have treated it like it was the biggest revelation in the history of political narratives. Everyone's like, oh my, wow, history's being laid out in front of us. Wow, bring the kids. Get the kids. Wake them up. Wake them up. They need to watch this. Oh, get him in the room. No one's really like that. I would love to talk to anyone right now. Can you name one way your life has changed because of these impeachment hearings? Just wondering. It could be funny. I guess some people, if you want to make a mockery out of it, you can, a joke out of it. Here's the number. It's 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. So how about we start off with a little bit of audio from earlier today on the Senate floor.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. All persons are commanded to keep silent on pain of imprisonment while the House of Representatives is exhibiting to the Senate of the United States articles of impeachment against Donald John Trump, President of the United States.
President of the United States. Here's Adam Schiff.
With the permission of the Senate, I will now read the articles of impeachment, House Resolution 755. House Resolution 755. Impeaching Donald John Trump, President of the United States, for high crimes and misdemeanors.
Oh, wow. They could have memorized that one. Did they have to write it down to remember it? Here is Chief Justice John Roberts.
Senators, I attend the Senate in conformity with your notice for the purpose of joining with you for the trial of the President of the United States. I am now prepared to take the oath.
Will you place your left hand on the Bible and raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear that in all things appertaining to the trial of the impeachment of Donald John Trump, President of the United States, now pending, you will do impartial justice according to the Constitution and the laws, so help you God?
I do.
Mm-hmm. And there's the oath, okay? There it happens.
At this time, I will administer the oath to all senators in the chamber in conformance with Article 1, Section 3, Clause 6 of the Constitution.
I know. Oh, that's my favorite clause of the Constitution. So much procedural going down here. And honestly, the procedure is more or less, I would say more entertaining to watch than the networks at this moment, because, I mean, every network's very predictable in the way that they're handling this sort of thing. Oh, this is how we're going to do this. Oh, this is how we're going to do that. So if you want to hear a couple of bits of commentary, here's the raging Cajun James Carville.
I think that Trump and Trumpism is the greatest threat this country's faced since the fall of communism. And the only way to deal with it is to defeat it for soundly. If Michael Bennett's a Democratic nominee, you're going to get 55% of the popular vote. And you can pick up 55 Senate seats. And it will be the end of Trumpism. And Trumpism doesn't have to just be defeated at the polls. It's got to be decimated. It's got to look like a beaten arm. It's got to look like Clemson looked last night. Beat and ready to quit. And Michael Bennett is the best choice among any Democrat to accomplish
that. Now, keep in mind, Carville came out and supported Bennett, who wasn't on the debate stage the other day because he didn't have the support. So he's got to give those sensational things to say in order to get on the camera, because otherwise, James Carville, I mean, what is it, 1999 over again? I mean, but this is what he says. Trumpism is the biggest threat to America right now. Trumpism. Whoa. I know. We have some pretty serious ties and problems with Iran right now. North Korea still not really participating like they should. We have some pretty major issues with, I don't know. We got some other threats. You could probably think of about 10 other threats that may be facing America right now. And Trumpism wouldn't be number one. Even if you don't like the guy, I don't think you'd say Trumpism is number one. What else we got here? Nancy Pelosi.
Today, and this is the day the Government Accounting Office confirmed that the president's actions at the center of our impeachment articles, withholding congressionally approved military aid from Ukraine, was illegal. And these are their words. These are the words of the GAO. Faithful execution of the law does not permit the president to substitute his own policy priorities for those that Congress has enacted.
Man, boy, her teeth almost fell out there. Let me play that again.
To substitute his own policy priorities for those that Congress has enacted into law. The Office of Management and Budget withheld funds for a policy reason which is not permitted under the Empowerment Control Act.
Okay. And this is Mitch McConnell. When they signed the impeachment, they had everyone around. And what a joke. So they had this tray of pens, commemorative impeachment pens. Like it was a late night infomercial for MSNBC. Donate now to the DNC and get your Donald Trump impeachment pen.
That took place, Madam President, at a table with a political slogan stuck onto it. And they posed. They posed afterwards for smiling photos.
Selfie.
And the speaker distributed souvenir pens. souvenir pins to her own colleagues emblazoned with her golden signature. The pins literally came in on silver platters. Golden pins on silver platters. A souvenir to celebrate the moment.
Yeah. But it's a very somber, serious moment. 314-436-7900 is the number. Let's go to Abby in St. Louis. Welcome to Overnight America. Hi.
Well, I tell you what, with this issue going on with Trump, I am voting for Trump. I will never vote Democratic again because these Democrats have reminded me of people out of the grave because they have vilified Trump and tried to hurt him in every way. And I think it's an indignation to all people in America. Trump should not have to go through this situation the way that they're treating him, and I don't like it. So I will never vote Democratic again. Long live Trump.
Babby,
I wish him well.
Did you vote for him the first time around?
My son did, but I did not vote for him. But
yeah,
he's got my vote this time. And hopefully he has won a lot of people over to the Republican side because the Democrats are dead men and dead women walking.
Yeah, the shenanigans going on, I think, are converting a lot of people over. Thank you, Abby. Good to hear from you.
Okay.
Good night. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I wanted to get some more of your thoughts on this. And still, I would love for someone to call in and tell me how your life has changed because of these impeachment hearings. Because ultimately, nothing I can think of has changed in my own personal life. Honestly, nothing. The only thing that's changed is, do you have an answer to that? I don't think there is one. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And welcome to Overnight America, the last show of the week. Ooh, boy, I don't know if I'm more nervous or excited for about the start of this show. Lots to get to. Next hour, lots of school stories going down. There's one here about a St. Charles County school and a kid getting the letter that his offensive sweatshirt needs to be taken off. The sweatshirt says, "Virginity rocks." Wow, how about that? And so we're going to do that. There's a couple of other school assignments that are out in the news, too. There was the one Christian school that expelled a teen for wearing a rainbow sweater. I wanted to start the hour off different here. And yeah, we got impeachment stuff. And yeah, we got, hot mic moments between the DNC candidates. Sure, whatever. Something happened this week, and I received this box in the mail. It was this priority tracking white box from the post office. It was looks like it was Frankenstein between two boxes in order to make it fit. But it was a big enough box in order to fit a pair of shoes that someone sent me. I don't know exactly who sent this. All I know is it came from Florida, and it was on eBay. So someone purchased this on eBay. And I've asked Elise to hold on for a moment because I got these box of shoes here. I wanted to show you these shoes, and I want to try them on the air. I haven't done it yet. But I don't know who they came from. They're mystery shoes. You ever have anyone send you something?
It's flattering, don't you think?
It is kind of flattering. I want to get your opinion on these shoes. So hold on. Let me. There's a few things I've complained about on this show. And I've complained about how I don't like to buy shoes. They're too expensive. So people make fun of me for being cheap. And eventually it looks like someone took it upon themselves to send me. So here's the description of the shoes. Shoes, men, 9.5 wide by BioFit, gently used gray, diabetic. So on the show, I've said before, I got flat, fat feet. I don't know what it is. My feet are just naturally flat, and they're fat. I don't know what it is about that. So apparently, when you buy a diabetic shoe, it gives you a little bit more room because your feet might swell up. So they were very considerate to send me this. If whoever's listening, if you're out there and you're the one that bought these shoes on eBay for me, please give me a call. I want to know who sent these to me. But I wanted to open these up live on the air because I have the shoes here.
He's opening them now.
Yeah. Well, no, I opened it earlier, but I haven't tried them on or anything. So BioFit is the name of the brand, the ultimate comfort. You know who I messaged? I messaged Drex up in Canada because Drex joked about sending me shoes. I said, you did not. And he said, no, it wasn't me, mate. So let me show you these shoes. They say they're gently used. I'm gonna say the description on eBay might not have been the most honest. So, like, here's the shoe. Look at these treads, though. Does that look lightly used?
Yeah, it looks a little dark at the bottom. Yeah,
it looks like what I would pick up at a garage sale. Now, it's not scaring me away.
No, they look good on the sides.
They look good on the sides, look good on the top. I had...
And they're not neutral brown.
I know they're not. I want to thank our trusty producer. He ran to the bathroom and he brought in this can of Lysol. So just in case we're disinfecting these things. Because I talked to Amy Markscores earlier. You know what she said? She said, oh, it's all fun and games until you get athlete's foot. It's like, oh, thanks. That wasn't even on my radar until you did that. So here are the shoes. Let's look at this one. I haven't actually looked at this yet. Oh, man, it smells like Lysol in here. Oh. Yeah, the other ones are about the same amount of tread worn. Oh, all right, let's give these a try. They look pretty nice. What do you think of these for men's shoes?
I think they're good. What? I mean, I'm surprised because anytime I see bio on a box of shoes, you know, it's medical and you're just like, oh, gosh, they're going to be light brown. And
oh, well, yeah. I received these shoes a couple of days ago. They're expensive shoes. My wife looked up. What? How much a brand new pair would cost? You want to guess how much a brand new one cost?
$150.
$200.
I know.
$200.
I know. I overestimated.
Okay.
That's the worst.
Let's put these on. Okay. Here's shoe one. Here's shoe two. All right. You know, my wife asked me about them. She said, "Are they Velcro?" So I'm like, "No, they're not Velcro."
How does it feel?
I don't know. They feel like shoes.
No, they have to feel good. Like, how does your...
No, they just feel like shoes. Hold on. Let me walk over here. I got to do a little walking. All right.
He's pushing the mic around the studio,
yeah,
folks.
You know, I think it's pretty good. Hold on. I do think it's...
Jumping jacks, Ryan. That's a good way.
Do what?
Some jumping jacks
to see
how they...
All right. Hold on. Ah, look at these things.
He's lacing them up now.
Oh,
I can do
like
pathetic
Lysol.
Play-by-play.
Yeah. All right. So you're saying do some jumping jacks?
I think so. Then you can see how they really feel on the sides.
I got to really wear these things in.
Jack, that was like a kangaroo hop. What was that?
This is how I'm getting them worked in for.
There wasn't even any arm action there.
Okay, so these are do some squats. All right.
And we made it out alive, everyone. I was nervous the entire time about what would happen when he put his body weight in those shoes.
I was under the impression $150 shoes would basically make it feel like you're walking on air. I feel like I'm walking on shoes.
Yeah.
This doesn't feel any different than the shoes I've wore for the past 10 years. My other shoes, this is why I complain about them, people make fun of me. I had those shoes for 10 years. Still have them at the house. These feel the same.
Your expectations are not meeting reality.
Right? I know. All right, I'm going to do a few laps around the building real quick. Oh, okay. You know, I can see myself walking the dog in these shoes. Definitely the person who had these before me didn't have flat feet. I can feel.
You can feel the arch.
Yeah, I can feel the arch. It's almost like the heels are popped up in the back.
Yeah.
Like they're wearing them like high heels or something. I think these are men's shoes. Is that just how insoles work?
No, your flat feet wears down the arch. It's the curse of the flat foot.
It is the curse of the flat foot. All right, so I think I might wear these for the next hour to see how they feel. Overall, do you think they look pretty good? Hey, take a look.
Yeah, I got to look at this.
Hey,
those look good.
You think so?
Yeah, the blue and the metallic silver gray.
Yeah.
You look ready. You need to go start running with Amy.
I should. You think I can run a marathon now that I have these shoes?
I think you can.
Amy better watch out. There's a new marathon runner in town.
Oh, my God.
All right. So overall, on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think of my new shoes?
I think they're good, and they're free because someone nice sent them. A great
someone
American
sent them. I don't want to say the username on here. Like on the eBay receipt, it has who the seller is, and it has, I saw the buyer's name was on the packing slip.
Now, is there a GPS device in those shoes? Have you looked?
The government. What if the government sent me these shoes?
This is when it gets fun.
So they can track me wherever I go. I should have known. Nice try, Adam Schiff. Very nice try. pull one past me.
You're big gig now.
Way to go, Pelosi. I'm on to you. Thank you, Elise, for
no problem.
For that fun here. Well, I'm going to post a photo up of these shoes here in a moment. I'm on Twitter at Ryan Racker. It smells like so much Lysol in here. I really sprayed these things down. If you're the one that sent me the shoes, call in. I want to know who sent these to me. 314-436-7900 is the number. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
News Radio 1120, KMOX. The voice of the Cardinals.
Overnight America continues. I just did a very quick live video on Twitter, which you can see at Ryan Recker. Shoe repair lady on Twitter. Where'd you get the shoes? You should have been listening at the start of the show. They were sent to me. Someone bought them on eBay and sent them right to me. I'm still trying to figure out who did that. But I did a quick video at Ryan Recker on Twitter. I was showing them off just during the break there. And Drek said, what are you, 80? He thinks these shoes are for, you know, old men's shoes. I don't know. Let's go to Bob, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America. Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. So right before the break, we were doing impeachment. We weren't talking shoes, and I'm sure that's what you're calling about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I hope your shoes work out.
I'm hoping the best. I'm praying for the best with your shoes is what you're saying. Thank you for that.
Yeah. I guess I'm just Trump weary. I wasn't raised to believe that I could ever act the way he acts. Personally, I don't like him. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with anything he does. I don't agree with his approach, his language, his behavior. I couldn't agree less. Secondly, I feel like my life has changed, that I've been able to sort of relax a little, that maybe I have some hope that somebody, that checks and balances are actually going to work with a person who seems like a dictator, almost wants total power. I also want to say I'm 70 and I've grown up with KMOX radio, and I just have this feeling that it's gone pretty far to the right. Has it always been to the right, do you think? I go back to Harry Carey and Jack Buck and all the people on the radio all the way through. Maybe I wasn't paying attention. I never knew it was this far right. Rush Limbaugh gets 3 hours every day.
Yeah.
And just,
well, I mean, that's the thing with, no, I wouldn't say that. I think you're pretty extreme in some of your criticisms, which I understand. You're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, the way commentary and the way that opinion works is that a lot of people have different things to say. And throughout the years of KMOX, the people that would call in and the people that would offer their perspective on a certain topic, that was pretty magical for many years. And it was something that was pretty new in the industry. Not a lot of radio stations would anchor an entire format around that.
Sure.
And through the years, you found that the people that were hosting the shows were just as entertaining. They were given some more freedoms and to give opinions. Talk radio really changed greatly throughout the 80s and through the 90s, started to shape more into what we see today in some way and fashion. You know, in way we sit today, radio's just changed. I don't think there's any radio or any broadcast entity out there that broadcasts the same way they did in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. It just doesn't exist.
No, I know.
So,
I agree.
Yeah, and opinion is, that's the thing. One thing that has never changed to KMOX, and I will say this, I don't think the ability to question, comment, or challenge guests or personalities has ever changed. And that's something that's always been consistent. Just like, you know, I'd never shy away from you calling in, Bob. So, you know, you can say the radio station has changed. Sure. I mean, everything changes in some way or fashion, but, you know, I don't want to necessarily say it's a bad thing.
Yeah. Well, okay. I think you're doing a good job, and click your heels 3 times tonight sometime, and God knows where that'll take you.
All right. Thanks, Bob. We'll see you. Bye.
All right. Have a good evening.
Click my heels. Wait, so is Dorothy the one that clicks the heels, or is it the witch that clicks the heels? I can't remember. Is he saying I'm a witch? No. I'm just Dorothy. Okay. Whew. I just clicked the heels. Nothing happened. Yeah, Amy Mark's scores really freaked me out earlier because I was telling her about the shoes, and she said, what if you put the shoes on and there's athlete's foot? What? And then the very first call in, hey, what if there's a government tracker? Elise tells me, what if the government's tracking you? Man, this is not helping my paranoia. Vernon is calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Yes, I want to give a comment in regards to President Trump and impeachment trial.
Yes, please.
You know, when you look at the founders of this country, they put very check and balance into the Constitution how to do their work. You know, when they said that the House would impeach President Trump and then the Senate would judge him, that's because the founders put in there rules how to do this. Now, let me clarify. In time of war, declared war, the president becomes not only a prime minister, president, but also become a dictator, okay? Let me clarify that. There's only roughly about 20 million of us left that lived through World War II, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, when you put Japanese in concentration camps, there was no trial, no jury, they were charged, okay? And also had Italians on the East Coast put in concentration camps. Now, clarify that, how that happened, okay? Give me your comments, how that happened.
Why did they bring people together during the war? I'll answer that, but I want to back up real quick. You said that during the time of war, the president becomes a dictator. Where in the Constitution do you see that? Like, how do you justify saying that?
Okay, I'm going to tell you, okay? How can you put Japanese and also Italians in concentration camp without charges, no jury, and they're put in concentration camp? Now, it said in the Constitution, you'll be tried by your peers, you'll be tried by jury, etc. That was never done. No court ever touched those issues because the president in time of war becomes a dictator. Now tell me, how do you kill Japanese in concentration camp and Italians? How do you do it?
How do you get during the war? I guess I don't understand where you're getting at here. Honestly, I don't know where you're getting at.
The Constitution said you'll be tried, be convicted if you by a jury, etc. They were never charged. Japanese were put in concentration camp. Also, Italians were put in concentration camp. No trial, no jury they put in. How do you do that?
So what authority would the president have to do that? Is that what you're asking?
Right. The president becomes a dictator in time of war.
Okay.
Everything's based on the president.
Okay. You know, I guess I don't know the legal reasoning for it, how they would be able to justify it. I'm going to guess during war, there's some freedoms that they took liberty at. And probably, and when we look back at it, I mean, no one looks back at that time and says, oh, that was a great thing
you did
there. No one does that.
It happened.
Yeah.
How do you justify?
How do you justify that to try to compare that to anything that's going on today? I'd love to hear how you connect this.
Well, because what I'm saying, the founders put in a certain check and balance in the Constitution. You must remember, these tried by legislature people, not by people in the street. The House convicts him. I mean, tries him. I mean, they prepare article of impeachment, sent to the Senate, and they try him. Now, you must remember, the Senate can convict him or not convict him. So that's a balance that government does.
Okay.
And what I'm saying, that Trump would have been in World War II, you have never done anything against him. Because in time of war, president becomes a dictator.
Okay. So if President Trump was the president of the United States during World War II, you're saying that we wouldn't say anything against him? I don't know, Vernon. It's hard to tell. Times change. And if you're saying we're looking at World War II in perfect 2020 hindsight, and we're not looking at the current times in hindsight. What has President Trump done that would directly relate to rounding up and putting into camps the Japanese? Like, what would the equivalent of that be right now? No, don't tell me about the authority. What has President Trump done right now that you would say during a time of war, going around and rounding up Japanese, just like when we were fighting them in World War II?
In time of war, you could do nothing against the president because he's it.
But no, what are you comparing that to today? You're just saying his authority is what you're comparing it to?
Yes, there's two different sets of authority. In time of war versus now, there's two sets of time authority.
That's a weird thing to compare it to. If you're trying to illustrate the authority of the president during a wartime, that's a weird thing to compare it to.
Well, let me ask you one thing. You answer this question. How can you put Japanese and Italians in concentration camp without a jury? Without convicted by charges.
That's a good question.
Tell me that.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I'm not a historian. I don't exactly know how they were able to do that. I'm sorry. All right, thanks, Vernon. You know, and the thing was, if you look at the people we were fighting in World War II, do we need to recall what the Nazis were doing that time? How about the Japanese? You act like the Japanese were absolutely clean during World War II, but they were also doing these prison camps. For some reason, people don't really look at some of the different genocides that were going on in other countries at the same time. And if the idea is during World War II, we weren't sure who we can trust, and they overreacted and they rounded up and put people into prison camps, or at least in camps in general. Yeah, we can look back at that and say that wasn't a good idea. We can look back at that and say that wasn't effective, or really there would be zero support for that today. I don't see how you would try to pin that on Donald Trump. This is one of those examples where people get overzealous and they have such a dislike and hatred for the president that they're willing to pin anything on him. And we see this with our lawmakers, too. When it comes to the way that they've handled any of these trials, even in the impeachment, it doesn't matter. It's just they don't like the guy. They're going to pin anything they possibly can to him. In the case of Vernon, he's pinning putting Japanese in prison camps in World War II to Donald Trump. This is the stretches here. But it's just one of the common threads we've seen with this president, which I think made a lot of people leery when it comes to people criticizing him. They wonder, is it an actual criticism? Is it a warranted criticism? Or is it just the hate for the guy? So they're going to be able to try to blame anything on them. We see a lot of that, too. And you know what? The confusion in the just wearing things down. And it's like the boy who cried wolf syndrome. All of these things factor in to missing legitimate criticisms because people just tune you out. They mute it and they say, all right, there's another one of those guys. You understand? You have to know what you're criticizing here. You can't just call in and say Donald Trump's responsible, just like in World War II, rounding up Japanese. Come on now. It's not World War II. And certainly this is a lot different than a lot of the circumstances we've seen in the past. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
All right, Overnight America continues. I wanted to load this up real quick because, you know, I was hoping to make this grander point earlier and I didn't get a chance to because, here we go. Okay. One of the grander points I had about this topic and the reason why I was asking the question, can you name one way your life has changed because of the impeachment hearings? You know, you could probably name a lot of things that have changed because of the president that is sitting in office right now, Donald Trump. And you can look at some of the ways the United States has made a positive impact. And you can even localize it here in the city of St. Louis. And when you look at the government standpoint, let's look what happened in just the last couple of days. We continue to get record low unemployment numbers. We continue to see more people working in the workforce. You continue to see people now are going to be finding that with the refunds coming back, benefits of the tax cuts that came yet again. This will be the, I think, is it the first year of the tax cuts now? Or is it the second year? I get it mixed up. But let's look at it just in general the last couple of days. The stock market continues to reach record highs. It's growing at an unbelievable rate right now. The president announces one of the phases of his deal with China, which makes huge, huge ramifications on the American economy. And there's a lot of confidence that goes with it. And that's why you see people buying back into the stock market. You continue to talk to businesses that have benefited from the business-friendly atmosphere that's going on. Agreements signed again between Mexico and Canada about to get ratified. Did it get ratified today? I don't think they were too busy with their ceremonial pen giving out ceremony. You know, You can look in if you the VA system, you can find that there's better choice when it comes to your medical care if you're a veteran, as in if you can't get to a VA hospital, it allows you to get to somewhere else for your care. So you don't either have to travel a million miles, or if they can't get you on because the wait's so long, boom, you can figure out another primary place to go. There's some pretty important things here in St. Louis. If it wasn't for the Trump administration and who he put in to the EPA, do you think they would have been dealing with the landfill issue with the nuclear waste? Do you think they'd be even touching that right now? How many years have they been trying to get that stuff taken care of? Went on deaf ear until Donald Trump got in office. We're already seeing that take effect as they start to survey and figure out how they're going to be removing that stuff from our area. These are all good things. Look at the investment we've had in the area between Illinois and St. Louis. How many things do I have to name here? So if you want to talk about ways that actually have impacted your life, there are much more positives than, oh, the guy made a phone call. I mean, if that's what you're going to base him off of right now, it's a pretty big weak argument. And is there even actual physical evidence that would show what they're accusing him of? They have a phone call transcript, okay? But what's the evidence that he committed a crime with that? There's really not. It's up to interpretation. It's up to also the biases, whoever's reading it, because they don't like the guy. If during this whole thing they actually introduced new evidence against Donald Trump, that would be a big deal. I mean, actually something that you could say, okay, this is going to be difficult to defend. There's none of that right now. And I think most of America realizes what a waste of time this has been. So I'll ask it one more time. Can you name one way your life has changed because of the impeachment hearings? Let's go to Derek. Thanks for calling in Overnight America. Hi.
Hey, good evening. Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a liberal, and, you know, I don't have, you know, I was listening to the gentleman last night, the professor, the economist.
Right.
And Trump has done some good things as far as trade deals or whatever. You know, my counter argument was I don't know not one Republican who's went against any trade deal he's ever had. So actually what Trump did was actually un-Republican, because Republicans are always for any trade deal that comes down the pipe, especially when they hurt unions and benefit businesses. Second thing I want to say, you know, we were talking, you guys were talking last night about the economy, how great it is. One question I have is that if the economy is so great, why are we running a $1 trillion deficit?
Good question. Spending's out of control. Spending's way out of control. That's the problem.
Right. But he keeps signing the bills, and we were running the deficit while the both houses and the White House was controlled by Republicans. So I don't understand, you know, and I thought the economy was by now, wouldn't we supposed to have a yearly growth rate of like 3%? And they were even forecasting 5%. Have we even hit 3% in the years that Donald Trump has been in office?
We had 3. We were hoping to hit 4, but we hit 3.
For the year?
What, 2000,
for the quarter?
2019 overall? Let me check that. I'll get the official number there.
And one other small thing while we're talking about the economy. You know, and it's a great thing that the trade deal, if we get more economy, but if you know, as I know, immigration is at a record low now, but we have full employment. So if the economy is going great, where are we going to get these workers from?
Okay, Derek, that's another question. So I can answer these things if you want, or do you want to stick around or do you want to go?
I can hang on. I'm at work. I'm at lunch, but I can say,
I'll say a few things
Trump,
here.
I got a job. So, yeah.
All right. Okay, so let me mention a few things here. I will say when it comes to the other Republicans in the past, I think people have been very hesitant because of how they believe the trade negotiations would go. I think a lot of the presidents in the past just wanted to appease the other foreign nations. Donald Trump took a different approach to it. And you know what? It took a very special person to do that. I can't see a Obama or a Bush or a Clinton standing up to some of these other countries in some of the ways that we've approached it in the past. In fact, when it comes to the NAFTA stuff that was signed in during Clinton in the appeasement of all of those, that was a terrible deal from us. You know, it look how long it took for us to even renegotiate or even talk about some of the problems of jobs leaving the country and even leaving our side of the world. And also, I think sometimes leaders are very afraid of what will be political ramifications if they try to start these deals, because if the stock market tanks and everyone's 401ks go down, they're not going to get reelected. You get a Donald Trump in there, it's a whole different story, man. He's stuck to his guns, and it's working for him right now. In fact, it's working for America. But the thing is, we continue to collect money. We're making better deals for the country, but we're spending like nuts. We're way out of control when it comes to spending. And you know what happens every time we get to the limit? We always have a stalemate in the Congress, and they say, oh, you're going to kick old ladies off of their ventilators. And if you don't get this going soon, everyone's going to starve to death, and we're going to become a third world country. They run the scare tactics as opposed to actually trying to correct the issues when it comes to our spending. So they do that over and over and over and over and over again. We keep spending more and more and more and more and more. And it's a shame. And you know what? I don't think the president is fully responsible for that. That's
but
my answer to that.
Okay. But like I said, when he signed the previous, I think when he first got in office and he signed that spending bill, he said, I'm not signing another spending bill like this again.
Mm-hmm.
But he has. And then you say spending's out of control. But if you look at what they're trying to do with food stamps and things of that nature, you're cutting that, but you're increasing your military budget.
Yeah,
all the new spending is going to the military, which Republicans love, you know, and I can't understand, because you have to borrow from China to service the deficit in order to build up the military to fight China.
Yeah, well,
I don't understand.
Okay, I can't answer that. I'll try to answer it real quick. And Derek, we're up against a break, but thank you for calling
thank
in.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll try to answer it very quickly. Our military needed necessary upgrades. We are running equipment that is way too old. We got to get these upgrades going. So that's a pretty big deal of why this military spending there. Plus, border security could be a big part of how we look at security in general. The other thing you mentioned about fighting when it comes to budgeting, I don't got time. I'll try to get it right after the break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.